Dan and Nick, 1 minute to curtain.
Hang on a minute. We're feeling the pangs of major remorse.
Thank you, Major. You may go.
What about my pangs?
Put them away. Right, come on, let's go.
Is this the right studio? Okay, well, let's try in here.
Hello, I'm Derek Cooper, and mine's a Big Mac. Today on the food program, why are vegetables so boring? How to make a three-course pot noodle banquet with cheesy Wotsit goujons? Airline food, yum yum. We'll be reviewing the latest microwavable baked bean and chip pizzas. But first, earlier this week, I visited Home Farm in Yorkshire to try my hand at cloning spam.
Welcome to 40 Nights in the... Oh, sorry.
Get out, you swine.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say. When it's gone in a sec, and she says, what the heck, that's the foreplay. If you're always dead bored, and all there is a fjord, you're in Norway. When there's two men together with big helmets and leather, that's a bobsleigh. When you're out on the raz and you fancy a waz, use a doorway. When you get your wish with the aroma of fish, that's a mermaid. When you've started to sing, but forget the next thing, that's When you star in a thriller with a massive gorilla, then you're favorite. When you're an auxiliary to the great Edmund Hillary, you're Tenzing Norgay. You don't know what it's for, 'cause you're common and poor, that's a bidet. It's an issue of class, it's for washing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 40 Nights in the Wildebeest.
And now,
Dan and Nick's historical briefs.
The introduction of the banana to Henry VIII.
Hampton Court, the olden days.
Lord Chancellor, what do you think of this new neck garment?
A little rough. Your Majesty, why look you so vexed?
My wife failed to bear me an heir for the family name.
Tudor?
I've tried everything.
Majesty, Farquhar has returned from his travels.
Sire, I bring exotic fruits from far lands. This is called the banana.
Most wondrous.
And perhaps your Majesty would like a date.
No need, I have this banana. Now, how do you switch it on?
Long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, young George Lucre has been seduced to the dark side to become Darth merchandise.
So, elements of a good story, I will now sacrifice you to the special effects.
Spare me.
Shut up, ethics. Where's Pace?
Gone off for a walk, sir.
Now we'll have our revenue. Bring me the representatives of the Actors' Federation.
I won't do this. I'm a trained actor.
Give in to the power of crass characterization.
I won't now. I'm a flying merchant. Oy vey, I'm an alien.
Yes. That's it. You are not related in any way to any racial stereotype. Excellent. And now for another so-called comedy character to provide amiable light relief. Unleash Brian Blessed.
How many one? Flash, Blacky, and a blah, blah, Everest.
Oh. Excellent. Now, get me the Japanese frog business people and bring me my new clothes.
Yes, Emperor.
Meanwhile, the planet Nadir is under siege. Fighting for all things good and moral, believability and characterization, Jedi Knight Liam Decent is attempting to rescue Queen Armadillo.
We can't take off Queen Armadillo.
Why not?
We've lost the narrative drive. I'll have to go and get a new one.
We've got no creds.
You're telling me.
Hello?
Oh, no. Not another foreign amphibian. What sort of a misconceived abomination are you?
Mr. Name Jar Jar. Jar Jar Gabor, darling. Meet another thinly veiled comedy tropical stereotype.
Lordy Master. Banana trees, daylight, come anyone go.
Who is that toothy blonde kid in a helicopter with the enormous backside?
That's the Anakin Skywalker. Daylight, come anyone go home.
You must both come with me to the Jedi Council. Hold on while we make the jump to hype space.
Greetings.
Mighty Jedi Council, I bring before you this child.
Lost the plot, have you?
No, here it is on this postage stamp. What say you?
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And 50 quid leads to win at home.
What is that smell?
Oda, my name is.
Fozzie, what happened to you? You look dreadful.
Yours up.
Who did this to you?
Seduced was I by the dark side in a broom cupboard.
What seems to be the trouble?
Doctor, it's like some sort of terrible dream.
Yes.
I know how strange this may seem.
Go on.
Well, since yesterday, everything that I say is set in a limerick rhyme scheme. Doctor, I hope you'll keep this between us. This problem is...
bad?
No, it's heinous. I don't mean to sound crude, but sometimes it gets rude, and quite frankly...
I'll give you something intravenous.
Doctor, I think now that you've caught it too.
Damn, I must have caught it from you.
We need to contrive a means to survive.
Just don't speak then.
Okay, then. Achoo!
This is obviously spreading so quickly. If we're not careful, everyone will be sickly. Nurse, all my appointments are deferred, and please don't say a word. Is that clear?
Yes, Dr. Wakely.
Nurse, evacuate the waiting room, can you?
I can't, Doctor. I'm eating lasagna. Don't get in this state. They're all foreign.
Oh, great. They won't catch it. Oh, why did you have to go and spoil it? Thanks to you, my career's down the toilet. I could get struck off.
Actually, I feel a lot better now.
Rabbi Hood, Rabbi Hood, always feeling guilty. Rabbi Hood, Rabbi Hood, his fish is gefilte. His mum makes mats of balls, and that's why he never calls. Rabbi Hood, Rabbi Hood, Rabbi Hood.
Rabbi, we have decided to call ourselves the Merry Men.
The Merry Men? What is this, Lacajo Fall?
It was Little John's idea.
Little John? Have you seen the guy? Jesus, who thinks of these names? I need to see my minstrel.
Who's that?
Analyst Adele.
Rabbi, we must go and rescue Maid Marian.
Rest? I can't. I'm coming down with a tumor.
Do it for honor, Rabbi.
Honor? Last time I got honor, she slapped my face.
Come on, Rabbi. If you rescue her, you can marry her.
Marry her? What are you, my mother? Jesus, give me one good reason.
She's 40 years younger than you.
I'll do it.
And now it's time to join the moral guardian of the equine world in the Gigi Springer Show.
Thank you. All right. Okay, on today's show, horses who have had affairs. Zeke and Zelda are here. Zeke, you've been married to Zelda for 2 years. Have you been faithful?
Well,
yay or nay?
Nay.
Hey. So, why did you marry Zelda?
I don't rightly know.
What was the main thing?
The sort of hair on the back of her neck.
Okay, well, your wife is here. May I say, Zelda, you have beautiful sides.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So, tell me, where did you spend your wedding night?
The bridal suite.
And then she ran off with the groom. If that hadn't happened, I could have gone the distance.
Furlong?
Yes, but I loved her anyway. And they were nice feet.
Hooves.
Hers.
But Zeke, you had an affair with an actress. What happened in the end?
That's a rather personal question.
The end of the relationship.
Oh, yeah, well, once just before she went on stage, I said, break a leg.
Yeah.
And she did, so they shot her.
Are you still stuck on her?
Yeah, they made her into glue.
You know, being a horse isn't easy. Some horses don't have the confidence to go out and meet others. And pulling a cart just makes them shyer. But remember, unlike Randy cricketers, we horses can spend our time bucking and foaling.
And now,
Dan and Nick's Big Fact Hunt. This week, hunting the big facts on
jeans. Jeans were invented in the 19th century. Until then, organisms reproduced using pantaloons.
Jeans were discovered in plants by Gregor Mendel. He couldn't decide which plant to use for his experiments, so in the end he went for a pea.
Jeans are found in chromosomes. But what are chromosomes?
Everyone's chromosomes are different.
Men have the Y chromosome.
Women have the because I've got a headache chromosome.
And the X chromosome has still got all my CDs.
Chromosomes are composed of desoxyribonucleic acid.
Or LSD.
One of the most shattering scientific breakthroughs of the 20th century came when the structure of DNA was elucidated by Holmes and Watson and Crick.
Ah, Crick.
Yes, Watson?
Crick, you're a pain in the neck.
Ah, Holmes.
Watson, I've just got this.
What is it?
Dear Stalker, please stop stalking me. Yours, etc. Must be a letter.
Oh, really, Holmes?
Yes, I'm afraid I've made rather an exhibition of myself.
Ideal, Holmes. Now, we've hit a snag in our research. We can't determine how citrus fruits reproduce.
It's a lemon entry, my dear Watson. Thank you.
Because of genes, children often inherit many of their parents' characteristics.
The example of the talented and well-loved children's TV presenter Johnny Ball, father of Zoe, shows this is not always the case.
The study of genetics was popularized by Richard Dawkins, scientist and cabin boy in the novel Treasure Island.
Splice the main chromosome.
Why, Captain?
Because I've got a headache.
Darwin put forward the concept of natural selection, which is organic chocolates.
Nowadays, this has been refined to genetic selection, which is Sainsbury's chocolates. Which brings us to the subject of GM foods.
GM foods are those made by large car companies and evil multinationals like Monsanto.
The genetic material from the parents is combined in the act of fertilization. Though millions of sperm may be released, only one will get through to the egg.
Hello, is that the egg?
He's out!
In some species, such as the seahorse, it is the male who carries the child. This is, of course, impossible in humans. But if it were, it might lead to hilarious consequences.
Ah, Mr. Rawlinson.
Doctor, I'm late.
Not at all. You're 2 minutes early.
No, Doctor, you don't understand. I mean, I'm late.
Oh, I see. Well, you've got what we might call a standard reversal gag. The reverse logic of you, a male, behaving as a pregnant female is most humorous. So, you were on the pill?
No, on the bed.
I see. Well, in that case, you've got what we might call a play on words, taking the term on the pill literally to create a ridiculous and surreal image. Again, most amusing.
No, really, Doctor, I've missed my period.
Let me, if I may, just persist in unrealistically failing to get the gist of what you're saying. Do you mean that you have some sort of nostalgia for a past epoch? In that case, what you have here is a pun.
I'd like a second opinion.
In that case, what you have here is a pun. Now, let's have a look at your cock.
But, Doctor, my cock is back at the chicken farm.
Ah, I see what you've done.
Yes, and I see what you've done. You seem to have got a sly knob gag in.
Indeed. Well, there's just one more thing I need to ask. Did you have safe sex?
No, I had sex with a tiger.
I see what you've done. You've had sex with a tiger. Police! And if you've enjoyed Big Fact Hunting with Dan and Nick, you can send off for a Big Fact Hunt fact sheet. Yes, you can.
Hello, children.
Who are you?
I'm Hans Jewish Anderson. I've many a tale to tell. And because of my Jewish upbringing, my tales never turn out well. There once was an ugly duckling, with feathers all stubby and gray, and the other birds in so many words said, "Oi, that's ugly, oi vey." His feathers wasn't quilty, so of course he felt guilty. Then a flock of swans came flying by, and very soon agreed, "You're still a very ugly duck indeed."
Me? A swan?
No, you yutz, you're one ugly duck. So he went with a crack on the waddle and the gun, and he shot himself because he was so miserable.
Ah, shut up, that's life.
Once our greatest sitcom writer, but now his films are getting triter, and he always writes about himself, but he can't act, then neither can Hugh Grant. He should be sacked. Hey, Hugh, I said sacked.
Step out of the car, please, sir.
For weddings and one funeral. Now his earnings are without numeral. He is so rich that there can be no Richard Curtis. He writes for something in their 30s, and he lives out his fantasy. The hero of his films is he.
Of course, I've seen her films and always thought she was, well, fabulous, you know, a million miles from the world I live in, which is here, Notting Hill. My favourite bit of London. There's the well-mannered children playing politely on the cobbled streets with their hoops and sticks and whips and tops.
I missed that.
There's the market on weekdays, the only one in London that doesn't sell knock-off antiques or hash pipes. And me, well, I'm just an ordinary, average, millionaire comedy writer. Every day I wake up in my house with a blue door, put on my fusty, dusty bowler hat and cricket whites, and set off feeding the birds on cucumber sandwiches in my jolly top-hole, old English, green and pleasant way to work. This is work, by the way. My little, vulnerably charming comedy scriptwriting bookshop, which, well, sells comedy scriptwriting books. And to be frank, doesn't always sell many of those.
Yes, I'm afraid we can only afford half a Dom Perignon today.
Oh, thank you, token gay man.
Hi, I'm American and exotic and a big film star, but actually deep down I'm just an ordinary girl. Ask an ordinary boy to buy this mush.
Let's see. That is to say, in the words of me, in every other role I've ever been in, ever. Can I help you while bumbling charmingly?
Oh, you Brits. You Brits are so cute. Have you got any books on writing bittersweet comedy by numbers for the American market?
Well, try this one.
I'll take it. Bye.
Right. A gay man. Would you phone my speech therapist?
And so this is where I spend my days and years, in this oldie-worldy quaint village in the middle of the city, in a house with a blue door, well-appointed, much sought-after area, must be seen.
Spike. I'm just going for a game of rugby and singing in the hills, isn't it, boyo?
Yes. Any messages while I was out?
Oh, yes, 132. One from an American film star who wants a shag. And 131 inviting you to Ponzi dinner parties.
Oh, tiddly bum bum titty poo, I'm late.
Hang on, you haven't given me time to do any amusing stereotype stuff. Oh, never mind. Come on, Flossie.
What's really nice about Notting Hill is there are lots of friends here, and we all love each other, unlike real middle-class English people. We spend our entire lives having dinner parties at my highly desirable house with the blue door, commanding majestic views, good decorative order, viewing highly recommended. Everyone, I have something to say in a heartwarming mid-30s rites of passage kind of way.
Tell us, we're so happy with our lot, we can help.
I met a girl I'm rather not unfond of.
Oh, that's wonderful. Which is she, sweet but scatty or beautiful American? Or Andy McDowell? Who starred in Planet of the Apes?
All of them. I propose a toast. Let's have a toast. To the last toast we had.
These cakes are delicious.
Yes, they're divine brownies.
Oh. Yes, it's all very lovely to laugh, but I am the token disabled character, and I have a heart-rending thing to say. Can someone help me? I need to be moved.
Well, press that emotion button.
Ah, that's better. I propose a toast to your very good house with the blue door.
My unique, impressive, stylish, sympathetically modernized house with a blue door, first-class decorative order, trad features throughout, substantial master ensuite, close to good schools and golf course.
Hi.
Hi.
We should have a climactic love scene.
Yes.
No, you first.
Well, how can I say this? I'm really sorry, but eventually...
Yes?
Pauses.
Become...
So...
Long?
Single?
Words?
Never...
Ending?
Sentences?
Until?
Mornington Crescent! And so, everyone in Notting Hill got married and lived happily ever after, just like in real life.
Money's all around me. Because of this script-writing atrocity, I'm richer than a rich man who's just been appointed professor of richness at Rich College and Oxford University.
One. It is the mid-teenth century, the Wild West, where men are men, women were men, and sheep keep an extremely low profile. It is a time of lawlessness, when the cowboy was king, and tenses become confused. Come with us now, then, to the frontier town of Inbred Rock West, where the townspeople are under siege.
Look out! It's the cattle rustlers!
Who are you, varmint?
Well, we're the James gang. I'm Jesse James, this is Nancy Boy James, and this is Dr. Big Girl's Blouse.
Well, I'm Butch Cassidy, and this is Manly Gerard Hopkins.
Please, won't you leave us alone? We'll give you all our badgers.
We don't need no stinking badgers.
Come on, man. We've got cackling to do.
What can we do? We can't go on like this. We've got to do something about this bushwhacking. That bush can't take anymore.
Here comes the sheriff.
Oh, I'm Sheriff Gerard Depardieu Dog.
Muskie, I would like to help these people, but I am too busy being a fat but somehow attractive and charismatic actor.
Why don't we round up a posse? Nice posse.
I got me an idea. I hear that when bandits attack the little town of Deviant Chromosome, they hide themselves from gunfighters. Why, Zeke's right. That's what we'll do. We'll hire us some gunfighters. But how? No one's going to help us.
Me help.
You? An engine? What are you doing here? Don't you have reservations?
No, me relatively confident. My name speak without grammar. This my blood brother speak with total disregard for syntax.
Meet you nice to, is it?
This my other blood brother speak like tabloid newspaper.
Love rat vicar in holiday sex shocker.
This my wife, George Bernard Squaw.
I know her. She made a play for me once.
Right. Let's go and get us some bad guys.
Des O'Connor ate my goldfish.
Meanwhile, shacked up in an old caboose, the evil James gang are planning their final assault. A rearguard action.
Right, man, we need help to bushwhack the plucky citizens of Red Rock West. I've got in some help. Introduce yourselves, man.
I'm Wild Bill Hickok.
I'm Wyatt.
This is Billy the Kid, this is Billy the Goat, and these are the three Billy Goats, Gruff and a Troll under a bridge. Right, let's go, men!
Here they come. Stand your ground.
TV's Eamon, 34, bed's blonde steeplejack.
Excuse me, is this the OK Corral?
Yes, all right.
I'm Jesse James. Get out of town. I want your small holdings.
We don't do that anymore. We're townspeople now.
We're not scared of you. We've got help.
Yes, Jesse James. This town not big enough for both of us.
Are you saying I'm fat? Come on, girls, let's go.
Hey! Heartache grandmother in golfing ace Mercy Dash.
And so the West was won, and the good townsfolk of Inbred Rock West rode off into the sunset in their rowing boats.
Dan and Nick, 40 Nights in the Wildebeest, was written and performed by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero, with Richard Coles, and with musical accompaniment by the Jenks. The producers were Julian Mayers.